Sì. No?
Good evening, everyone. I'm Joe Cristiano, and welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, your radio of reason, an independent streaming internet radio station and libertarian voice, broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to around the world. This broadcast is being brought to you Sunday evening, February 10, 2008. It is now 8:01 Central Standard Time in the good old USA. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now before this bureaucratic, oversized and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. Folks, if there's going to be a revolution, let us start right here and now. Listen to this program, and I'd like you to think. And welcome to our program, Liberty Talk Radio. During our live broadcast, we invite you to call 646-652-4620 or email us at comments@libertytalkradio.com. I also encourage you to get educated on economic issues. Go to Andy Sutton's website, mytwocentsonline.com. That's mytwocentsonline.com, and that two is a numeric two. He discusses economic issues and how they affect you. He also has a newsletter. Please subscribe to his newsletter. It's, I think, $49 a year, and it's cheaper if you do it for multiple years. He gives you insight as to not only what is going on internationally on the economic front so you can protect your wealth, but also in what direction to go. He is very, very good. Believe me, and I listen to him fervently. Now, I'd like for my listeners to subscribe on our website. There's a subscribe button. I'd like you to subscribe so I can send you email that just reminds you of our broadcast and about what we're going to talk about. Please do that. There's a subscribe button on our website now at libertytalkradio.com. Well, good evening, everyone. Tonight we're going to talk about the elections, and I know we are probably getting sick of the elections, although we got a long way to go for that day to come on November 7th. Before I do that, there are a few quotes that I'd like to read. This is from the Information Clearinghouse, and there, you can get the Information Clearinghouse online. I do suggest also that you subscribe to their newsletter. What they do is they take all the important news items from around the world, and they condense them for you. It's a great service, and please do send a small contribution to them. That's the way they exist. They're not going to hound you for money. They never do. I just voluntarily send them money from time to time because it is worth it. If anything, they do me a service. It says, here's one from Frederick Austin Hayek. He's a free market Austrian economist. I guess he's an Austrian economist. Perhaps the fact that we have been seen millions voting themselves into complete dependence on a tyrant has made our generation understand that to choose one's government is not necessarily to secure freedom. We're going to talk a little bit about that, folks. You know, just because you have a democracy does not secure your freedom. Remember, people voted in Adolf Hitler. You know, we use his as a benchmark for everything, and sometimes it's unfair because he's not the best example, and people argue and they sort of get turned off on that. But there were many tyrants in history that we actually, people have actually voted in office. Again, this is from the Information Clearinghouse newsletter of August 2nd, by the way. It's an oldie, isn't it? February 8th. They have the thing in European language, in European sequence, rather, 08-02-08. It makes no difference who you vote for. The two parties are really one party representing 4% of the people. This is Gore Vidal. And that's an interesting point because when we do vote, who are we actually voting for? And we're going to talk about that. This is going to be the gist of tonight's program. Who are we actually voting for? Here's one that comes close to home. It says Republicans have been accused of abandoning the poor. It's the other way around. They never voted for us. And that's from our good old friend Dan Quayle. Remember him? Jeez, it's hard to believe he was actually a vice president. Let's just think. We vote these people in office. Unbelievable. The idea that you can merchandise candidates for high office like breakfast cereal, that you can gather votes like box tops, is, I think, the ultimate indignity to the democratic process, and that's Adlai Stevenson. And here's the last, not the last one, here's another one. Truth is not determined by majority vote. That's very important because we're going to talk about that. We're going to encompass all of these tonight during our broadcast. I have here one last one from Herbert Sebastian Agar. And it says, the truth that makes men free is for the most part the truth which men prefer not to hear. Now, folks, those of you who are libertarians and have spoken to friends about the political process, about the government, about the Federal Reserve, you probably did not get a very friendly ear, did you? Because what it says here, and it's very true, the truth that makes men free is for the most part the truth which men prefer not to hear. And that has been my experience. You are categorized as a nutcake, a radical, someone, geez, I don't want to talk about politics, man. You know, that's boring stuff. You know, that just, I hate politics. I don't talk about politics or religion, man, you know. Here's one, I think I have just one more to go. No one can read our Constitution without concluding that the people who wrote it wanted their government severely limited. The words no and not employed in restraint of government power occurs 24 times in the first 7 articles of the Constitution and 20 more times in the Bill of Rights. That was Edmund Opitz wrote that, and that's absolutely true. In fact, that is so true. That is going on my wall of important items, which I keep here in the studio. And I have all sorts of important things here. I have a bumper sticker that says, we are one nation under surveillance. Or fight crime, shoot back. Teach, don't preach in public schools. And put government on a diet. That's from the OCPA, the Oklahoma Council of Public Affairs. A week ago, I received an email. It says, I listened to your show a number of times and enjoyed your factual and truthful analysis. As a fellow libertarian, I share your views. Unfortunately, there are very few for citizens. True, true, true. But this person, I read this before. It says, however, I do not understand your affiliation with the ACLU. They're a despicable, destructive organization in the United States. Why are you a member of the ACLU? And I said, well, you know, it's interesting, but I'd love for this person to tell me what they find despicable about the ACLU, and I pleaded with them. I said, please send me email or call in the show. Oh, by the way, folks, it's our number is 646-652-4620. This is Sunday evening. It's now 9 minutes after 8 p.m. Central Time. We have 5 lines. Please call in. Come on, I know there's people out there. I had almost 800 downloads last week alone, so I know there are people listening to this program. Don't be afraid to get on the phone, 646-652-4620, 4620. All right, I got 5 lines open. Please call. If you don't get an opportunity and you're listening to this program after the live program, which of course then you can't call in, please send me your comments to comments@libertytalkradio.com. And I ask this person who sent me this email, please tell me, be specific, because I get that comment about the ACLU, and sometimes I guess it's warranted, but I really need to know what they mean by that. Okay, let me put this over here. This is my piece of paper that I'm going to put up. Okay, all righty, I want to block my screen here. There we go. Okay. Who actually elects the president? The general public is under the assumption that they are in control of the election. This is their time to exert influence over the government. Run amok. Election time is their opportunity to elect who they think is right for the job of running the country. Who actually elects or selects the next president? The answer to this question will kind of surprise you, and that's what we're going to talk about this evening, and that's our program this evening. I'd like to suggest one thing, folks. And that is, we in the United States do not elect a president. We do not elect a president. We select a president, right? We select a president from those who have been allowed to reach the point of the general election. In other words, like in football, for example, where they have the playoffs, you know, only the better teams win. In this case, the Super Bowl or the in the playoffs, the ultimate playoff, the general election, which is held on November 7th, you know, past the primaries and the caucuses and all this other stuff that they have here, you know, those people who we vote for are those who have been elected, not by the people. They have been elected. We select from the two that they give us. Now, you find that kind of strange. You can say, well, geez, there's something wrong. I'm not hearing properly what this guy is saying because it doesn't make much sense. But we're going to clarify that. I want to go to a movie that I always found fascinating, never really understood. And by the way, this is an hour program, so I'm going to go till 9 o'clock. So I don't want to sit here and talk for an hour. It's 646-652-4620. Folks, we have five lines open. Please, make use of your telephone, and please call in with your opinion. I'll give you time on the air, okay? And we'll give you credit. We don't have to give you a name. If you want to give you a name, that's fine. But if you want to give you just your name and where you're calling from, like my name is Al from Oregon or whatever you want to say, or, you know, San Francisco or whatever, or Malaysia or Spain or whatever. All right. Harry Heath wrote an article. It's called The Blue Purple Pill. Now, for those of you who have watched The Matrix and have been confused by the basis of the program, let me explain it to you, because I've always found it very difficult. I have the movie because I've watched it several times, and until I read this article, I don't think I really understood it. But this is the way it goes. You see, in this world, the world is really run by this artificial intelligence. Now, they don't tell you how it gets there. This is a science fiction movie, and it's run by artificial intelligence. And the artificial intelligence needs human bodies to survive. Whatever we have in us, you know, the heartbeat, whatever we generate as energy, you know, because we all generate energy from, you know, that's why we're warm, you know. Anyway, they take humans and they put the humans in pods. Now, to appease the humans, what they do is they allow the humans to think that they are living a normal life. That's the Matrix, okay? The Matrix is the artificial intelligence creating this illusion of a normal life, and you go around living your normal life, and in your mind you're living this normal life, but of course you're not. You're really in this pod. Now, for those of you who watched it, you know that the star of the movie is this guy Neo. Neo comes along, and every once in a while, one person is selected somehow, or is born outside of the Matrix, and the person is given the opportunity of taking either a blue pill, which renders them part of the Matrix. They go in the cocoon or whatever, you know, they disappear, and or they can take the red pill. They take the red pill, then they are outside the Matrix. They're living in the real world, and they're allowed to sign into the Matrix and fight them in whatever the case may be. Now, exactly how all this happens, I don't know. But there's a point to all of this, and I know I don't mean to confuse the issue or talk about movies, but the fact is that everyone's living under the illusion of living in this place. Well, this article talks about, aren't we very much like the Matrix? Aren't we, when we vote, isn't that just the illusion of voting? Think about that for a moment. Isn't that an illusion? How often have we heard people of prominence, people of education, people, philosophers and whatever, talk about, you know, the voting process really appeases the masses. It keeps us busy. You know, we Obama said this and Hillary said that, and McCain believes in this, and you know, Huckabee said that, and you know, it keeps us going, arguing with one another. You know, and to what end? To what end? One of those are going to get elected, right? Now, you say, well, you just said that we don't get to elect them, that someone else does, and we just, someone, they get selected, and then we vote for the final two. Yes, and we're going to get back to that. You see, in the Matrix, the life that people think they have is truly an illusion. And I believe that the voting process is truly an illusion. We are the Matrix, right? We are living in the Matrix. We are one of these bodies in the pods, and we are voting, and we're going through the motions as if this is reality. And it is not, folks. It is absolutely not reality. Now, I have five lines, and they're all open. 646-652-4620. 646-652-4620. This is Liberty Talk Radio, and we are talking about the elections. It's Sunday evening. It is now 8:16 p.m. Central Standard Time. Well, the person who gives Neo the opportunity to take either the blue pill or the red pill, his name is Morpheus. And Morpheus is sort of the soldier, you know, the head soldier fighting the Matrix, right? And the person that I think is Morpheus in this case is Ron Paul. Ron Paul is Morpheus. And Ron Paul is giving everyone the opportunity in the United States to take either the red pill or the blue pill. You take the blue pill and you wind up being part of the Matrix in this illusion. You take the red pill and now you're like Neo. Do you want to be a Neo, or do you want to be just a human pod feeding the Matrix, the artificial intelligence, the artificial government? We go to work every day, and we sweat, and we worry, and we tire ourselves. We literally kill ourselves, slowly but surely, and we do it for what we call, the men to the young guy say, for the man. And who the man is the Matrix. Now, the reason why I mention that is because we have heard that there is a shadow government. We've heard of the Trilateral Commission. We heard of the these organizations that all of the heads of state belong to that are closed to the rest of the world. We've talked about the money changers, the money masters, the industrial military complex. And that's all correct. That is the Matrix, folks. And instead of calling it the industrial military complex, because someone will argue, well, no, it's not. It's these guys. It's the money and power behind the government. And that, folks, for the sake of this program, will be called the Matrix. The Matrix decides who runs for office and who doesn't run for office. Now, you say, Joe, you've lost your mind. I'm not listening to this program. You are wacko city. That far I can't go. Just give me an opportunity to explain myself, please. And please call in. If you disagree or agree, 646-652-4620. It's Sunday evening. It is about 8:19 p.m. Central Time. Let's do this. Who is left in the election? Well, on the Republican side, we have Huckabee, and we have our friend McCain. Now, the person that's never talked about, never listed on TV, never mentioned, never listed with his numbers. I mean, rarely, unless it's the numbers at the end where they have to add up to 100 and they say this is so many votes each person had, and they'll list his name, and it's always last. Of course, Ron Paul. Morpheus, as I call him, okay? Now, I hope I'm a Neo. I hope I'm a Neo. I hope you're a Neo. Now, on the other side, we only have two candidates. As you know, it's Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. Now, I think we may have a third, but I'm not even sure. I was going to look it up, and I failed to do so. And that's Mike Gravel. And I'm not even sure if Mike Gravel ever dropped out, but you never hear from him. But let's look at this. Who really is left or talked about? All of them agree with the status quo. None of them have said, if elected, I will pull all the troops out of Iraq immediately or within 6 months or 3 months. I will shut down the industrial military complex. I will bring our boys home. We will have a strong national defense. You know, I will stop spending money like it's going out of style. I will put restraints on the amount of money that's being issued. I will stop inflation, you know, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, who's saying that? Ron Paul. What happens to Ron Paul? Nothing. Absolutely, he's ignored. You know, look at McCain. McCain is a war hawk. He's voted for every action. I mean, but gleefully, enthusiastically, he has voted for all of the military actions, and he seems to be right on top now. Now, on the other side, we have the Democrats saying, well, you know, this war has not been good, and if elected, I will make sure that we get our partners involved in the eventual withdrawal, blah, 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 blah. But it's all of this vague language that pretends that they're going to end the war, or they really wish to end the war. Now, here is, I'll give you an example, and here is where I'm going to get in trouble. In fact, I told this to my son, and he didn't like this, one of my sons, and he didn't like this example at all, but I'm going to give it to you anyway because I really feel that it's exactly what would happen. Let's say, for example, that one of the candidates, let's say Hillary Clinton, you know, woke up the next morning and said, you know, I think Ron Paul is right. This whole military thing is is very wasteful. It's hateful. It's creating enemies. There's no need for us to have enemies. We should pull out. Let the world run the way the world runs. We run our country. We'll let other people run their countries, and we'll do the best that we can. I'm going to pull all the boys home. Reduce the amount of military. You know, give the money back to the people in tax credits or whatever, you know, reduce our taxes, shore up our national defense, not have an offense, close all the foreign bases, blah, 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 okay? And shut down the Federal Reserve. Well, obviously, if she did that, she'd be gone. But let's assume she did that tomorrow morning at a news conference at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. I can guarantee you, not within 24 hours, within 12 hours, there would be a leak that Hillary Clinton was involved in some, and you name it. I mean, I'm not going to give you an example, but there would be something about her that would be so grotesque, and whatever's grotesque in your own mind, think of it. I mean, it would be published, and it would not be true, folks. It would never not be true, and it would not be in a major newspaper, but somehow there would be some leak by some person who leaks to this other person. They say, did you know that Hillary, and fill in the blank. And I mean, whatever comes to mind, you can say to yourself. And then all of a sudden that filters through, and now Hillary is placed on the defense. and she has to defend ourselves. And at the next news briefing or whatever, wherever she's at, someone will be there, guaranteed someone will be here. Now I'm picking on Hillary. This is the same with anyone, with McCain, with anyone. But I'm picking on her because she's easy, by the way. And they'll say, Hillary, what about this accusation that alleged, or you're alleged that I'm, whatever it may be. And again, it could be, and it could be really nasty, nasty, disgusting stuff. And they'll ask her right out loud. And now that becomes a questionable part of her character. You know, her character is being placed in question. And she's out there, and instead of talking about universal health care, which she's an advocate of or whatever, not that I agree with any of that, but she's out there, she's defending herself. She says, oh, no, I did meet this person at one time, and no, I wasn't there. Whatever the case, and she's there defending herself. And then the question, well, it's understood that you had the deem, and then the questions go back and forth, and now the entire, this whole rah-rah rally, instead of being this uplifting of elect a Hillary president rally where everyone's cheering, it becomes, oh my God, what have we done? It's a possibility this woman has been involved in this terrible thing that we're talking about, okay? Now, the next primary comes up. What do you think is going to happen to her numbers? Well, you can rest assured that instead of getting 47% or whatever it is of the vote, all of a sudden, she's down to 23% or 12%. And all the people are talking about, you know, Meet the Press, you know, all these programs, so Fox News, everybody. And of course, those that are leaning towards the right, you know, anyway, are just going to eat this up. The Rush Limbaughs of this world are going to go nuts, you know. And that's all they told. They said, well, we understand by reliable sources, whatever that means, that, you know, she may have, but maybe, what do you think? And that's all people talk about. Now, Obama's let off the hook because Obama says, no, I'm not that stupid. We're going to fight till every soldier dies. I'm not going to say that, but that's what the Matrix wants me to say. I know that. Now, remember, I say the Matrix, you fill in the blanks, you know, the shadow government, the Trilateral Commission, the Council for Foreign Affairs, whatever organization you think is running the government, the Federal Reserve, the Warburgs, the Rothschild, all the money managers, I put them all together. That's the Matrix. They're all one big power family back there that we don't belong to. That's one big party. We haven't been invited. We have never been invited to that, folks. And we never will. We're just asked to pick up the tab for them. And we're asked to work ourselves to death so we can keep these guys rich. Understand? That's the real government. And by the way, I haven't received one call yet. 646-652-4620. I know I have listeners out there. I mean, I know that for a fact. And I know I don't have millions, but I can get one person to call in. 646-652-4620. Give me your opinion. Now, and all of a sudden, she's out of the race. Now, if you don't think that has any validity, look what happens to Ron Paul. Ron Paul is advocating all of those things. He cannot even get mention. He is not even mentioned after an election. I recall after the first Republican debate, there were 8 people on stage and people text messaged in the results to see who won. Ron Paul received 34% of the vote out of 8 people. That was astronomical. The next person, and I think it was McCain or Giuliani, received 17% of the vote, and then basically everybody else was in single digits or near single digits. And Sean Hannity, who knows the ball game, Sean Hannity, one of the Matrix guys, Mr. Anderson, if you remember the movie, he's Mr. Anderson, okay? Mr. Anderson was was Morpheus, I think. Anyway, but you know, the guy with the glasses who was wearing the sunglasses. He works for the Matrix. That's what Sean Hannity is. Looks at the results at 34, I'll never forget, and said these words. What is that all about? Took the paper, flung it aside, and then interviewed Giuliani as if he won. Now, let me give you another example. Let's assume that the media is biased. All right, let's assume that the media is biased. And let's assume that they all have their leanings. You know, some are more progressive, you know, which is a horrible thing to be because it sounds nice, but it's destructive. It's a socialistic system, you know. And some are on the conservative side, which is very destructive because the neoconservative fascist regime that we have now is basically a warmongering empire machine. You know, anyway, but they all have their leanings. But do you think if they were even modestly independent, semi-quasi-independent, when there is a debate, do you think that they would design the debates or organize the debates the way they do, whereby the front runners or those people who most comply with the status quo get there? We have a caller. Yay, we have a caller. Let's see who's on the phone. Hello. This is Liberty Talk Radio. Thank you for calling in. Your first name and where you're calling from, please.
This is John, and I'm calling from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
John, thank you for calling. What is your comment this evening?
Well, just listening to you, I think that a lot of what you've said about Ron Paul is true, and about the manipulation of the media and the other things in order to, I guess, keep us off balance and make sure that the right candidate gets into place for those people who are in charge of the Matrix, so to speak. And I think there is... we should be encouraged. I think Ron Paul made a tremendous impact in his campaign, and a lot of people became aware of the fact that this stuff was going on because they saw how blatant it was around his campaign, and I think his message did get out to a lot of folks. So that's my comment.
Well, John, thank you for your comment. What is your opinion? I just came up with this myself. I mean, I didn't read this. I mean, I read the article about the Matrix, which gave me this idea, and it was an excellent article that tied in the Matrix with the voting system and whatever, and I thought that was very clever, and that's why I repeated it. I was just not that smart to think of it myself. But the part about Ron Paul being Morpheus, you think that makes sense to you?
No, I explain what you mean by that.
Do you know the movie The Matrix? Are you familiar with that movie?
Oh yes, I am.
Well,
the character played by I can't remember what's the name of the character?
Yeah, you want to know something? Someone mentioned to me. I said, oh yeah, that's the guy. But I quickly forgot it, and I should have written it down. But he's the guy who's fighting the Matrix, basically. He's
right.
The guy who commandeers Neo to come in and join him. And I guess I see Ron Paul as Morpheus asking all of us to be Neos, you know, to fight the Matrix, basically.
I think Ron Paul has been, I mean, because of the internet, I think it's just been the perfect storm for getting someone out there and getting him recognized and getting the message out. What I hope happens is, you know, there's a huge grassroots effort that rose up behind Ron Paul, and those people know now that he was speaking truth, and that and they wanted to see him win. But I mean, they become real aware of the fact how controlled the system is. There's voting fraud going on at a pretty high level. At least some people believe there are. Seems to be evidence to support that. And so I think those people, hopefully, despite the turnout of the election, will get involved and continue to be active in politics at some level, and I think they can be a considerable force at both state and federal level if they start throwing their weight around behind other candidates who stand for the Constitution. And so I think the thing that we've got to do is not lose the momentum. Just because Ron Paul is no longer in the race, hopefully he will still win his seat in Congress and be able to have an audience, and then we can go forward looking for other candidates who support the same. Because even Ron Paul says it's not about me, it's about the message.
Right.
And the message of a sound constitutional government is one that it's a third alternative. We've been given this dialectic where you've got one, either the choice A or choice B, and there's no choice C. Well, Ron Paul's opened a lot of people's eyes to choice C, which is going back to the Constitution and limiting the power of the federal government, and certainly of this global type agenda that seems to be going on.
So you think that this will continue after the election? You think this will be one of those movements that will solidify after the election and then gain momentum as we go forward?
Well, I'm wishful thinking. You know, Joe, I was involved in grassroots movement before Ron Paul, and then I hitched my wagon to the Ron Paul campaign, and I'm hoping to drag some of those people out of the Ron Paul campaign now into some other activism in some other areas to try and raise awareness of corruption within our system and to get people up to speed on things that we're not being told the truth about. The media doesn't just lie to us about Ron Paul. It lies to us about, you know, any number of other things in order to, they kind of cherry-pick different stories that they want to give to us in order for whatever their agenda is.
Right. Well, that's the reason for this program, is because I think that whole agenda, I think if we look at the entire agenda, we have to look at everyone's doing the same thing, but everyone's doing different things based on who they are, whether it be the media, whether it be the TV, whether it be print media, anything that is basically very, very public and mainstream seems to be all hawking the same thing. And I'm suggesting that, you know, they're all part of that's what I'm saying. They're all part of this matrix, whatever you want to call it, you know.
Right.
And Ron Paul is saying, not so fast. And that's why I say Ron Paul is our Morpheus, and we need to be all the Neos out there fighting the matrix. Anyway, John, have you received a Liberty Talk Radio T-shirt yet?
You know, I don't think I have.
Well, I want you to send me, please, your email, your mailing address one more time. I think you've done this once before, John. If you would send it to me, and it'll be a reminder, and I will put it in the mail to make sure you indicate your T-shirt size, okay?
All right, Joe.
Thank you very much. All right, thank you for calling in. Good night.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Well, that was an interesting comment. Here's a fellow who's involved in grassroots movements. I guess he almost sounded a little discouraged. It's really tough. It's very, very, very difficult. If you watch the movie The Matrix, those people who were fighting the Matrix, you know, weren't the most optimistic people in the world. I mean, they were driven, but they weren't very optimistic because they knew the odds were against them. And still they fought. They knew the danger involved. And we all should know that, folks. We should all understand the danger involved. And most of that danger is self-imposed, things that we perceive, fears that we have mustered up ourselves that really don't exist. They're just fear of things that are illusions, you know. We should be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action, and not be afraid of that. In fact, you know, if we seem to be so obedient. If we were obedient, we would still be under British rule. Don't you understand that we are patriots? And being a patriot means that we do not have a federal government that tells us what the heck to do. We are individuals. We're Americans. And Americanism is individualism, unlike any place in the world. Remember, as I read before, no one could read the Constitution without concluding that the people who wrote it wanted their government severely limited. The words no and not employed in restraint of government power occur over 24 times in the first 7 articles of the Constitution, 22 more times in the Bill of Rights, and yet today we go, oh, well, they destroy the Bill of Rights, the government knows better than we do, that's why we elect our officials. We have to be revolutionaries. We have to be patriots. And when I say revolutionaries, get out of your mind you're going to have an AK-47 killing everyone in the street. I mean, in thought and in action, You must be a dissident action. When you hear garbage on TV, it should be rejected. You should turn the TV off. If there is an organization, a grassroots organization, join it and do something. Even if you support it just financially because you don't have the time. But do something. Be one of the NEOs. Be commandeered. Be recruited by Morpheus himself, by Ron Paul. All the Libertarian Party, all the Libertarian principles. And remember, the Libertarian principles hold that all individuals have the right to exercise sole dominion over their own lives. Do you hear for 1 minute any one of the frontrunners saying that? No, they talk about legislation, which strangles us. Libertarian principles hold that you have the right to live in whatever manner you choose, so long as you do not forcibly interfere with the equal rights of others to live in whatever manner they choose. Do you hear that, folks? Do you hear that from the frontrunners? No, you hear things like, well, we need to reinforce the Patriot Act and Military Commissions Act for the protection of the citizens. That's garbage! There is no war on terror, folks. There is no war. There is no terrorism. Yes, there are people who dislike this country. But because we are in their country and we are forcing them to do what we want them to do and they are fighting back, they are patriots. They are just like us. But we vilify them. Now, I do not condone people blowing up innocent people. Please don't go there. Don't get me wrong. What I am saying is that we are over there. We are bombing the hell out of other countries. We have bases in other countries propping up dictators. And these dictators are committing genocide on their own people. And we're behind that. And yet, if you speak against that, you're considered a traitor. You're considered a terrorist monger, a terrorist person. You're an enemy combatant. You disagree with the United States, with the movement of the United States to protect itself. You may have to be picked up. That's wrong. It's all wrong. And we're not going to elect our president. We're going to select one from those that the Matrix presents to us. So you know that, and I know that. And that's sad. I was watching television this evening before the program. I was watching Meet the Press, and I was just channel surfing. They were all talking about the election in Maine, where Obama took most of the took majority of the vote over Hillary Clinton, and they were talking about the difficulty McCain was having with the conservatives. No mention of Ron Paul at all, not once. I flipped back and forth for an hour, never heard his name once. Oh, folks, I was saying something. I was talking about if, in fact, we were in a, if we were the moderators of a debate, or we were the people who set up the debate, or we had some input, would not we say, well, we'll ask one question of each person on stage, and we may start from left to right, and then the next question would be from right to left, and then we'll go in alphabetical order and then reverse alphabetical order. So everyone would be given the same opportunity to answer a question the first time or be the last to answer. And everyone would be asked to answer the same question. Wouldn't it be incumbent upon us to make sure that we have a level playing field? Well, the answer is, sure we would. Now, in a really true free society, where our media was not controlled by the Matrix, And I know that sounds strange, but I'm going to keep on saying it. Controlled by the Matrix. If we weren't controlled by the Matrix, and let's say you and I were the moderators, and we just asked all the questions of the two front runners who we put dead center, and the people like Mike Gravel on the Democratic side and Ron Paul on the Republican side, put them all the way at the end and waited 30 minutes before we even allowed them to participate. Would you not imagine that even, forget about wait till after the debate, would you not imagine that the station owner would be on the pipe to the guy, the producer of the program, saying, what the hell is going on? They've been asking questions of the first two front runners for 10 minutes and no one else participated. Get those clowns, you know, to, you know, and through their little mic system, they'd say, even the playing field guys, you guys are in deep trouble. You better start sweating it now. This may be your last debate. I mean, they would be hell to pay. But no, we go through several debates, several. I mean, Republican and Democrat. We go through nine of these things, 10 of these things. And yet the format, regardless of the station that it's on, regardless of who's sponsoring it, you know, even OETA, even public television, and it's all the same. And you know what we do? We get angry. Like I used to get angry and say, why are they doing that? Blah, 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 blah. I used to get really, really angry. Folks, it's 646-652-4620. I only had one call in. One from Tulsa, Oklahoma, surprisingly. But 646-652-4620. Please call in with your comments. We still have about 14 minutes to go on the program. 13 minutes to go. But think about that. I really want you to think about that. I mean, think hard about it. If this was, everything was fair, and it's not just the stations, because then we say, well, the news media this, the stations this, and we blame them. And what we should be saying to ourselves is that we understand. That's the Matrix. I am either going to listen to that crap and be part of the Matrix and vote in the Matrix and be and have the illusion that I'm actually participating in a democracy, or am I going to be like Neo? I'm going to take the red pill and fight back. I'm asking all my listeners to take the red pill. I'm asking anyone who will listen to me, take the red pill. Get behind Morpheus. Ron Paul. Or the Libertarian Party. Or the Libertarian Principles. Anyone who's espousing the Libertarian Principles. People ask me, they say, you don't believe in that 9/11 garbage, do you? Those nutcakes. Folks, I have no idea what happened, really happened on 9/11. I do believe that the most accurate comment made was by Lieutenant Colonel Bob Bowen. And he said, when asked about 9/11, well, folks, he says the truth about 9/11 is we don't know the truth about 9/11. But let me tell you this. Let me answer that question and any other one regarding conspiracy theories. I don't care if it's the Kennedy assassination. Well, now we know that Pearl Harbor was not a surprise attack. That is well documented and now should be part of the history books. But if you think of what I'm saying, none of this happens by accident. None of this. Nothing happens by accident. Everything occurs by design. 9/11 occurred by design. Now, did the United States have these fake planes? No. Don't go there. I'm not saying that. Just like Pearl Harbor did, what, the American planes attacked Pearl Harbor? No. The Japanese fleet came over and they attacked Pearl Harbor. Yeah, that's not the point. We knew about it. We encouraged them. That was all part of the design of getting us into war. Of the Matrix giving us the illusion that we had a choice in the matter, or in that case, no choice in the matter. The Matrix gave us the illusion that we had to attack, you know, Iraq because of 9/11. That's the illusion. It's all the same. Sea of Tonkin, it's no matter which one you take, the War of 1812 with Spain, it's all the same. Folks, they're the money managers, the power brokers behind this business, behind our government, that run things and give us the illusion of a democracy. Just like dictators all over the world who have been elected into office by the popular vote. Were under the illusion that they were voting for a democracy. And our democracy is a very poor democracy in a way because of our voting system. If 51% of the people vote for a particular candidate, that means 49% or almost half don't get their way. They get no representation whatsoever. We should move to a proportional representation. That would be a thorn in the Matrix side. Because then if Ron Paul, if the Libertarian Republicans received 10% of the vote, that means in Congress, 10% of those people representing us have to be Libertarian Republicans or Libertarian people. And you see, if we have proportional voting, I would venture to say that Ron Paul would be running as a Libertarian. Because then he'd say, in the House and the Senate, or the Senate, we would have 10% libertarian philosophy because 10% of the people voting for me. Because he's not a real Republican. He's a real Republican. Ron Paul is the only true Republican. He goes back to the original Republican principles. Principles of non-intervention. No mingling into foreign affairs. A very strong national defense. No troops overseas, but defense here in our country. You know, a strong dollar. All these things that we don't have today. He's the only true, real Republican. That's why most people say that, geez, you can't tell the Republicans from the Democrats these days, you know. And they're absolutely right. You cannot. Folks, we only have about 7 minutes left. This is Liberty Talk Radio, 646-652-4620. 646-652-4620. Please, I'd love to get your call in right before the end of the program. Please call in. No matter where you're calling from, I don't care what country you're calling from, I'd love to hear from people overseas. And if you miss this program, if you're listening to this on a rebroadcast, please send your comments to comments@libertytalkradio.com. comments@libertytalkradio.com. All right. That was my commercial break. I have about 7 minutes to go. But I hope you understand what I'm saying. George Collin put it another way. He said, there's a party going on, and we haven't been invited. We're just being asked to pick up the bill. We're not part of the process. But we can vote ourselves into the process if we decide to take the red pill. So far, 90% of the people in the United States have decided to take the blue pill. We need to change that. We need more Morpheuses so that we can recruit more Neos to fight the Matrix. I don't know what else I can say about that. We don't ask questions. You notice that we don't ask questions of the candidates of any consequences. What's the cost of intervention? What about the cost of the war? How many lives are worth holding up a lie? What's the cost of lost lives? Why did we get rid of the M3 money supply
from the Federal Reserve, so no one knows how much money is being printed. Why do we lie about the financial crisis that's going on today? The stimulus package, according to every economist, says we'll do absolutely nothing, but will create tremendous inflation and place that burden back on the shoulders of all of the taxpayers. Why don't we ask those questions? Why do we ask those stupid questions about health care? Something the government shouldn't get involved in. If health care was so important, food is even more important. Then government should run all the food supplies. Why don't they say that? They say, well, health care is important. Too important to be left on the in the arena of the private enterprise. Isn't food even more important? Because without food, we would starve to death. Why doesn't the government run food production like they do in Russia, which is where we're going anyway? It's interesting that Russia is becoming more capitalistic and we're becoming more socialistic. I can rename accurately both the Republican and the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party is really the neo-socialist. We say the neocons, they're the neo-socialist. They are neo-socialist fascist because they're socialist who believe in a strong central government and want to continue the empire as we know it, the strong military complex. So they are neo-socialist fascist. The Republican Party, and we should really name, they should name themselves as they are. The Republican Party should be renamed the Evangelical Neocon Fascist, because primarily the primary part of the Republican Party are the evangelical, that means the Protestant, Bible thumping, you know, preaching, more than reading, but preaching, you know, the four gospels, and everything goes according to those four gospels, regardless of what the Constitution says. Right? They also believe in the military complex. And by the way, they all believe in the military complex. Right? And they all spend money on social programs. So you have the neo-socialist fascist or the evangelical neocon fascist. Those are the two political parties. Those are the two that you're going to be given an opportunity to select from. Either you take the red pill or you take the blue pill. That choice is yours.
Gotta be careful what I say, 'cause I might slip. Can't let her know how.
Folks, this is the end of tonight's program. We'd like to thank Grant Shaker's Audiology for their financial support, and we'd like to thank you for listening in. You can further the cause of this program by recommending this program to your friends. And let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. And remember, you are either striving to protect your freedom or you're allowing it to be taken away. And remember, folks, don't steal. The government hates competition. Until Thursday morning. And that would be February 14th on Valentine's Day, Thursday morning at 6:30 a.m. Central Time. Stay well. Stay tuned. Good luck.